Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up here? This Threats. That's right. This Threats, pimp. And I'm serious about mine. I'm so sincere.
What up, haters and lovers? You have reached the Hated and Loved Radio Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Sincere, coming to you from South Carolina, by way of Baltimore. Give me a moment. I'm going to go ahead and bring in my co-host. And then we'll go ahead and get into our show for today with the cast of Gablehead Dallas. I'm very excited to talk to them. We're going to have a full line. So if you're listening from blogtalkradio.com and you have questions or you just want to show love, definitely give us a call at 949-209-2965. Press 1 so that we know you want to be in queue to talk, and we'll bring you on the air. Before we get there, let me go ahead and bring in my co-host, Brittany. Coming to you from the tri-state area. Let me give her life for her intro, and then we'll be right back with y'all.
It's Brittany, bitch.
you there?
Well, yes. Hello, hello, hello.
What up?
Not much. How are you? How is your Sunday going?
I'm good. I done ran my errands. I done got my shower. So the show has my full attention right now.
Yes, to the clean ass. Yes.
Definitely. That was the get right, the get ready for the show. But before we bring in the cast of Gablehead Dallas, I just want to go ahead and show some love to the artist that we played at the opening of the show. That was Chapa Laka. Y'all can follow her on Instagram, all social media platforms. All her stuff is on Tidal, Apple Music, all of that. So definitely feel free to check her out. Download some of her music, buy some of her stuff, show her some love. She's a dope artist. She even came by the show and blessed us before. So definitely mad love to Chapa.
Yes, she has.
Definitely. All right, so you ready? You ready to go ahead and get this lit show started?
You know I'm always ready for the shenanigans.
Before we start bringing in the cast,
ready. Okay.
Right, before we start bringing in the cast of Gablehead Dallas, we do want to give our disclaimer. This is a rated R show. No telling what we're going to say. We're going to speak our minds. You can curse. You can say whatever you want to say. And put the kiddies to bed. If your grandma listening, I'm sorry right now because it might get a little raunchy, a little ratchet. You got anything to add to the disclaimer?
Yes, you know, y'all got your mamas, your grandma. Just let me know because there has been a couple times where I had to excuse my behavior. I had to apologize for that, okay?
Okay, but, so that was the disclaimer. We told you. All right. So we're going to go ahead and start bringing in the cast of Gablehead Dallas. We're going to start by bringing in the creator. She also plays the character JT on Gablehead Dallas. So we're going to go ahead and bring her in. I like to make sure that I greet people the right way. So we're going to get her preferred name when she come on here. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, you there?
Hello, hello.
Well, hello.
Can you hear me? What's up? Yeah. We in the building. What's up? Gablehead Dallas in the building, y'all.
I see. Yes.
All right. Now, what do you want us to call you? Because we want to make sure that we good and we greet you the right way.
Man, y'all can call me JT. Well, you call me JT from the show. You know, but my
All
name
right.
is Jennifer Sands. You know, that's what I usually go by, or J Sands. But
right.
y'all can call me JT. That's what people know me as.
Oh,
all right, definitely.
Well, all right, JT. All right, then. Okay.
All right, so we got a full phone line. Most of the cast is already on here, so we're going to go ahead and bring everybody in. Let me see who the next person I see is. One moment here. I'm looking through the phone lines. Hold on. I'm trying to match stuff up. Hold on. Okay,
no
so we're going to bring
Thank
in. All right, so we're going to bring in the actress that plays Queen. So she can go ahead and introduce herself to the Hated or Love It show family and our listeners and everything. All right, you there?
I'm here. Hello, hello.
Well, hello,
hello.
Queen. I just need to let you know that your face be snatched and you give me all of my life with your makeup, okay? Okay.
Well, thank you very much, my queen. I appreciate the love and the support.
No problem. I just appreciate a good snatch face, okay?
That's all the queen knows how to be is snatched.
Okay.
Yes.
I know that's
yes.
right. Okay. One moment. Let's see who else we got. But it's,
okay.
It's a little crazy right now, so just give me a moment. whose number is that? Hold on. Hold on. Trying to put two and two together to make four. I don't know who that is, so we're going to have to wait a second. And I'm screening calls, so just give me a moment. All right, I see who that is. All right, so we're going to go ahead and bring in the actress that plays Cher on Gablehead Dallas. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on, everyone?
Well, hello.
What up, what up, what up?
Hello.
Super happy to be here.
Definitely. Yes. We're glad to have you all. As soon as we get everybody on the line, we're going to go ahead and do some introductions and all of that good stuff. So just give me a moment. Let's see who else we have here. I don't think everybody's here yet, but we're going to give them some time. And if y'all called in from a different number than what I have, if y'all called in from a different number than what I have, then I'm sorry. I can't. I don't know who you are yet. But, let me see who this is. I don't know who this is. I don't have this number. So we're going to try this one and see who it is. All right, 214-309. You're live on Hated to Love It Radio. 214-309. You're live on Hated to Love It Radio.
I don't think they met the press one.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and put them back in queue. We're going to put them back in queue.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all right. It is all right. Hold on. Let's see who that was. Okay, we got Officer Chris on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you guys doing?
We are
good.
Excited to have y'all.
Doing
good.
Wonderful, darling. How are you?
Okay.
Hail to the queen. Hail to the queen. Hail to the queen.
All right. I'm about to just start pressing stuff and ask who it is, for real. Because trying to read stuff and trying to put it together ain't working. For real.
Okay. I got you. I got 972-374.
Hold on. Where is that at?
They not
on
yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try
214-397. Okay.
Let me try this one. Hold on. Remember, where'd it go? The switchboard is going crazy. Hold on. Okay, 469-777.
Sound like a woman.
Okay.
469-777.
You said 469-777-1068?
Yep. Oh, that's my number. All right,
who's that? This is Jared. This is Paul.
What's
going on? What's popping? We're going to get everybody in hand, and we're going to go ahead and get the show started. So I can introduce ourselves, and we can get into some questions and all of that. They didn't press one, so I don't know who that is. Hold on. All right, if I missed anybody.
Try 214-564.
Where is that at? Hold on. I just seen that, but I don't know where it went. Hold on. All right, I see it. Hold on.
All right.
All right. 214-567. You're live on Hated to Love It Radio. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
It's Officer Adam. I'm sorry, y'all. What was going on?
What's going on?
It's okay.
All right, and then 972-374. Yeah,
that's Kobe.
What up?
Hello.
What up, Cole?
Hey, what's good?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Right, I think I got everybody that's already here. So we're going to go ahead and go down the list with some introductions. So how we're going to do it is we're going to start with JT. You introduce yourself, call the next person out, then the next person call the next person out, and then we're going to go down the list until we get everybody. So go ahead, JT, and introduce yourself and your character on the show, and then pick the next person you want to go after you.
Okay, bet. Okay, my name is Jennifer Sands. I am the creator, the director, and the writer of the show, producer. I play the character JT, so, you know, the most faithful and the most, you know, honest person on the show. That's me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. I'm
going to go ahead and pass the mic, of course, to Queen, y'all. Let's go ahead and pass it to Queen.
Okay. Hola, come esta. My name is Queen. I am Well, I am known as Ruby Scott, the current reigning Miss US of A Diva. And I play, of course, Queen on the show. And she is the go-to woman. She is the person that everyone comes to for advice, and she has no pettiness inside of her, no pettiness at all. And what I'm going to do at this time is go ahead and pass the mic on off to, let's see, Cher.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Cher on the show, but my name is Chris D. Make sure you guys follow me, C-R-I-S-D-E-T. Play Cher, the married woman, also sleeping with a lesbian woman at my job. So, and I get kind of caught up in a love triangle between them two. So I'm going to pass it on to, I believe, Officer Chris is on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go.
Hello, guys. My name is Laquita Wright, and I do play Officer Chris on the show. My part is that I need to stay in force with all rules and regulations, so therefore anyone who violates will be arrested on the spot.
Looking at
so,
it.
You know, no type of reason.
But I do have a dark inside. So I do like to mess around with multiple women and flirt and so forth of that nature, as long as you don't violate. So y'all stay tuned to Gaborhood and keep watch out for more scenes from Detective Chris. I'm going to pass it over to Detective Adam.
What's up, you guys? What's going on? This is Chris Johnson, Officer Adams from Gaborhood, Dallas. Let's see. Officer Adams is pretty much full of emotions right now, especially after she got shot. It's a lot going on in her mind. She's torn between the two of trying to be a good person and trying to deal with her own personal matter of trying to figure out some things, too. So, and dealing with her best friend and all that jazz. So, yeah, it's a lot more Officer Adams, a lot of emotions going to, you know, develop, and a lot of scenes going to most definitely follow through. So, yeah, that's me. So I'm going to pass it over to hopefully – they on here. Derek, what's up?
Paul.
Somebody at the carnival?
Derek, what's up? Paul, what's up? See, this Kenya husband, y'all. This Kenya husband.
He always at a place where he always at to be, man.
You see now. You see why Kenya does him the way she does. Bless
see?
Her heart.
Yeah.
Wow. When I watch Neighborhood, I just say po ting ting.
Okay.
All right. We gonna
yeah, Queen said that.
We gonna try to put this over to let's see if his wife available. How about Kenya?
No, Kobe. Kobe on the line.
Cole, okay. Well, what's up, Kobe? Say to Kobe, what's going on?
Hey, I'm Shana. Kobe on the show. And
wait a minute, hold on,
Kobe.
Hold on. Whoever at the carnival or watching the day going soap operas, could you turn your TV on?
On. That's a soap opera. Kobe, I guess, is one of the cheaters on the show. She is starting the stud for stud controversy. And she just goes after what she likes, pretty much.
I know that's right.
She's not lying about that.
Okay.
Look,
we got questions. We got questions and stuff. So I'm letting y'all go ahead and introduce yourself first so everybody know who on the line.
Okay.
We're going to try to come back to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is our last chance. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move along then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
wait,
far as
Cynthia, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Can I say something for you? Who is
that?
Questions? Okay. Yeah, his background is that, though. I'm just saying.
It might be Paul, y'all. Y'all might have to take him off.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hold on. Let me find his number again and see if that's him.
Okay.
Hold on. Nope, I muted him and it's still there. I don't know who that grandma is.
Oh, okay. We're going to digress on that one. Okay.
Okay.
I just want to say.
Wait a minute, hold on. We got a caller.
Oh, okay.
We got a caller.
Okay.
864-747. Oh, never mind. They don't want to talk no more. They don't want to talk. Okay.
Oh.
So what was you going to say?
Okay. I want to say this before I continue to ask y'all questions. Except for Queen and Officer Adams, all y'all need y'all answers beat.
Thank you.
All y'all need y'all answers beat. I need
Thank
to put
you.
All
Thank
y'all
you.
On y'all knees and give y'all pow, pow, pow going down the line. Okay? I just want to say that.
Thank you. And see, Queen tries to keep them in line. She tries to help them babies
okay.
so much. But they just, it seems
Adam
like the more
the Queen is the only one that don't need their ass
That's
beat
right.
in this scenario.
Thank
okay.
you.
That's correct.
Okay.
We are wholesome.
Thank
we'll
you.
See,
so much.
Officer Chris takes awesome. Up for Adam, though. I got Adam's back. I'm like, you know, I'm like the rough guy. I'm here. I got their back. So that's why I come out swinging like that with my hands.
You're crooked.
Nope, because you're
crooked.
You want to be down with Slim. Eddie
yep.
said when. You couldn't think on your own.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, she has a threat. Let me tell you something. If Queen could go in the backyard and take a switch, three of them, and braid them together, she would go all them right on the bed.
Not a switch, though.
That's the old school right there.
Ooh.
I know a little flimsy switch. No, you need to get
Ooh,
thick
don't,
switches
yeah, don't
to
get
make the noise in the air.
You, know,
you need the ones
don't
that make the noise
one.
In the air.
Because that's right.
That's
cause
right.
you get a flimsy one, it's going to make a person mad. They're going to be like, oh, so you're trying to be slick.
Right. But
you
no,
need,
that's
you need
you
the one,
three
you need
of them
the one that goes
quick. Yeah,
yeah,
you get three of them
right
and
down.
You braid them together and wet them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go ahead, Sincere. I just need you to say that.
Okay. All right, Paul's back. Hold on. We're going to bring Paul back. He's back now. All right,
you
Paul, you back now? We got your attention?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
Oh,
right. Could you introduce yourself to everybody?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Jared Tucker. I play Paul on Gayborhood, the guy that does have a job. Some people think I do not have a job.
We know you sell cars. We know you do. It's okay. Okay.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't know I sell cars. People think I just play on the PlayStation all day. Like, I'm just bumming off Kenya. That ain't me. Fuck you mean.
You know, fine.
I have a question. Is this, can I cuss?
Yeah,
whatever
you want.
We ready to go around here.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. All right, bet. All right, what's up? You ask me anything. The niggas about to be real.
That's
the only way we like to be. So go ahead. We appreciate
okay.
the realness, okay?
All right.
Okay. Hey, so we got a caller. 718-669.
Oh,
you're live on Hated I Love It Radio.
Hey, how y'all Hello. Doing, Gayborhood of Dallas? This is BB calling in.
Hey.
The
What's up?
What's going on?
How y'all doing?
Well, hello.
How you doing? How you doing?
What's up? Did you have any questions?
Actually, when is season 12? When is the last episode going to drop?
Oh.
When is the last episode going to drop?
Coming soon. It's coming soon. You better, y'all got to make sure y'all subscribe when y'all get that email. It might be exclusive, but just know it's coming soon. I got y'all.
Okay. Well,
ooh,
just learned about another kid.
Okay.
It was a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Listen, y'all doing a great job supporting. Make sure y'all spread the word.
Got you. We will do.
Who your favorite?
All right.
Ooh, don't do that.
About what's
Chris D is my favorite character.
Come on, Cher.
Yeah.
Hey.
Cheryl.
Thank you.
All right. And Erica keeps
I love this thing. Okay.
Always. Erica keep it live.
Yep. JP, I don't know
okay,
what you gonna do about this Tegan.
Oh, you said
Tegan with Kendra. That's gonna be a sight to see.
That's all right. Alice gonna beat her down.
Man,
Alice, I can't wait to see what Alice gonna do. That's
I got,
my favorite Kendra.
I got 20 on Kendra.
I got 100 on Alice.
I got 150
on Kendra.
See, they two types of crazy, so I don't know.
You
hear
me?
Crazy.
Look,
that lady threw a Timberland through the window. My nigga threw a Tim through the window. You think she's going to lose a fight?
Like, for real.
Fuck you mean?
I was like, oh, shit.
And she scratched my girl's up too.
But I'm saying, you know, Alice, she did the sneak tip thing and cracked, you know, she just see the head. So I don't know. She did the sneak attack. I don't know.
She did the motherfucking psycho wise out that bitch. I was like, damn.
And then
she
sat
on her.
That's the part. She did the Tiger Woods and then sat on her. So,
okay.
Yeah, I got 100 on Alice.
Okay.
Yeah, she sat on JT and then crossed her legs and started swinging her foot. I got 100
right.
on Alice.
Yeah, I got
100.
I can't.
All right, love, we're going to put you back in queue. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah,
we love you.
That motherfucker, when she hit with the motherfucker, she swung back. I was like, oh, shit. She put some elbow in that shit. Her shoulder was
like
that motherfucker.
My friend was
yeah,
like, yeah.
Real.
I'm like, girl, she's not gonna get up no time soon. I'm just saying. Mm. You hear me?
You know, I don't understand why JT received that. I don't understand, you know, why
look,
she had to hit me that
got
way. We could have communicated.
You know, here
look, my nigga got up and got dressed for work.
Well, yeah,
my
you know,
got up and said, I got to go to work.
Yeah, but you know, JT, you need to start chasing those hoes, Jesse. You got to start chasing those hoes, Jesse. That, it's going to catch up with you. It's going to catch up with you.
All right, we
got another caller. We got another caller. 214-598, you're live on Hated or Love It Radio. Hello.
Hola.
Hello. Hola.
Hey.
Hola.
Okay.
Hola.
They hung up. They didn't want to talk to us no more. They hung up.
Oh.
All right. So,
don't be scared.
I'm to the next.
All right. So, let's get into some questions. So, when it comes down to like, preparing for like your character and getting prepared to go on set and everything, like, how do you relate to your characters?
Queen thinks of her mother. I do. And I'm sure, like, anyone that's playing a motherly role would reflect on the matriarchs in their family because Ruby Scott is so totally different from Queen. Ruby Scott, you know, bless that baby heart. She's a Gemini beast mode. So, no, she's totally different from Queen. So,
ooh,
yeah.
You two types of crazy. It's okay.
Well, you know, it's about six of them, but I have all of them in check, every last one of them in check. So they don't, you know, come out unless I want them to. Anywho, but Queen, yeah, she channels matriarchs. That's the preparation. She channeled the matriarchs in her family.
Cool. with JT. For me to prepare for JT, I be having a lot of stuff going on because I be behind the scenes and you know what I'm saying. But sometimes I do give myself 5 minutes and go, and I go to my old self. I go back to my old ways. No, honestly, because you know when you were young, you probably made some mistakes. So what I do is I put myself in those situations again and come up with those lies I used to come up with, you know, and try to, you know, just try to make it happen. But I think that's what that's how I come up with like JT. So.
It's okay. We all been a JT in one point of our lives. So you right about that. It's okay.
You just go back.
I can tell you what year it was. How old I was.
I think a lot of my problems happen in undergrad for me, for real.
Oh, yes.
She just kicking in. That was close to a line, isn't it?
I said no to a lot of them, but not all of them. Okay.
Okay. For Officer Adams, we have a good heart. I believe that if I was in their position, getting shot and all that good stuff, and realizing the person may have had a problem or is the reason why. I will most definitely will try to help them instead of try to put them behind bars because I will see that they really do need help. So that's I can relate that to that character that I play.
Okay.
I have a question for Officer Adams.
Yes, ma'am.
So prior to, you know, Officer Adams getting shot, Did Officer Adams have those type of revelations in terms of wanting to help people, or was it like, you know, your life flashed before your eyes and now you just came out like, okay, now I want to try to help people and they're a good person? Was that the thought process prior to?
I don't know, because, you know, it's like when I got shot, it's like, I don't know, it's like now my feelings are changing. It's like, I don't know what happened when I got shot, what happened. But now my feelings and outlook on life is totally different now. And my best friend, Slim, is not understanding that, you know, why I'm not trying to press charges and why I'm trying to help. She's not, because she knows how I was before. I wasn't that person. I wasn't. And now that I woke up, it's like, nigga, who is you now?
Well, whatever happened, you have a job. Your personality is good, so it's fine, you know.
Y'all stay tuned. Most definitely stay tuned, because, you know, I'm acting all sweet and innocent now. That's all I can say.
You know what? I knew it was a hoax.
Well, Queen is going to remain whole, I think.
You know, cute, but you know, you spill a little tea, you do a oopsie daisy, you know.
Those are slips.
Look, Queen class was sitting in the conversation. Like, but yeah, but the Jody was da 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 da. Oh, damn, for real? I didn't ask
you
that.
Little
okay.
Oh, y'all caught that. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
caught
it. Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, no, she didn't. I can't.
What she say? What Queen say? Look at me sipping coffee and spilling tea.
And spilling tea.
Yes.
That's the favorite line.
Yeah. That was just
she'd
a little tea I had spilled. But, you know.
Yeah. She'd be the
I
one
digress.
That you tell something you don't want nobody to know, and it just
comes out.
Like,
no, I don't know about you, Queen. I don't know if I can tell you something crazy now. You'd be like, girl, oh, my bad. Listen.
Well, you know, she's a wholesome person. She's going to remain that way. She spill a little tea, but, you know, she's not going to get too out of control like some of the others.
Queen, I'm sorry, but you look nice and all, but you look like you would snatch a fart out of somebody if somebody crossed you.
Now, see.
Well, I actually was going to snatch Kenya. I was going to snatch that little half. I was going to snatch that little one. I was. I didn't understand why my BFF had a black eye, you know. And I dare Kenya, just the look I gave her, like, bitch, please, I wish you would, and say something. Yeah, Kenya done caught a little piece of it, but, you know, she'll be all right.
She will. She will. She got that big booty to bounce off with, and she will be okay. Okay?
Yeah. She's going to be all right. I like Kenya.
Yeah, look,
I do.
Look, she
I
got
like
a good ass arm, too. She got a good ass arm, too, because that Tim came straight through that goddamn window. For real.
But you know something? You know something? Let me tell you something. I'll give it to her, but she was drunk, too, because you know how you get that liquid courage. I want to see what she do sober. Okay? I'm just saying. No tea, no shade.
You're right.
But I'm trying to see what she does.
Right.
Drunk. Sober. Okay?
Right.
But I don't understand a woman who would do that. I mean, why would you throw a Timberland boot in my eyes when I'm just chilling with my woman and you got a whole husband over there? Won't you just go
nobody told you. See, let me tell you something. You see where y'all be messing up at? You can't be giving side dishes, main dishes quality. You can't be putting it down on them like that. You have to lean off a little bit, okay? Because y'all be sitting here doing that and be making them go batshit crazy. Okay, that's why.
You're right.
You're
right.
Okay.
And let's not forget the mantle, JT. The mantle.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to say.
Look,
you can't
Jesus.
Do that.
Jesus.
So, yeah. 2 + 2 = 4 all day long. Look it up. You can't do that to women.
Look.
And then expect
them.
Exactly. So you can't do that to women and then just expect, especially when they got a whole nigga at home that ain't doing it, apparently. I'm just saying,
oh,
Paul.
You know what?
Ooh, he done hung up.
Man, she's tripping. He gonna call
but
back.
See, but isn't that just like,
what?
But isn't that just like your matriarch that tell you the truth and you don't want to hear it? That's all I'm saying.
Before we continue, speaking of JT and going back to your old ways, was any of this shit true?
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Are y'all speaking to who, me, Jennifer? Oh,
yeah.
Yes, Jennifer, we are speaking to you.
Yeah, I grabbed a lot of this out of my life, y'all. I know for sure my storyline is definitely a true, it's based on true facts. Also, sharing storyline is something I observe just by, you know, at a call center. So I observe somebody else's relationship, so that's true. And the Sai situation, my best friend do suffer with PTSD. And my best friend has had a child, like, from herself, and she's still, you know, a gay woman. So that's kind of similar. But the one of the stories that was just completely not true was the Leslie story. I just made that one up, and that's one of my favorite stories. So with the sex contract. Yeah, but everything else is pretty much, you know, loosely based on a true story.
So you did the research on BDSM because all that, you just can't make that stuff up. You actually have to do some research to say people that in the set life. Okay.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
One of my favorite stories, like, with Massa. And Liz.
It's like you was the brat. That's one of the terminology. You was a brat. That's what you was in that whole situation. You know, wines and dines, didn't have to do anything. You know, living your best life. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know this stuff, but okay.
Yes. Yes. Darling.
Okay.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. It's I love the stories because it's different than what we've seen in other shows. It seems like a lot of other shows like adopted a lot of stuff from other storylines from other shows. So this is different, and a lot of people are scared to touch on stuff aside. And I love that that's a part of it.
Okay, just came out with it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
let's talk to Kobe about that. Let's talk to Kobe about this. Because right now they got a video out going viral right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I asked to be a fly on the wall for that shoot, and I was told no. I could have been a makeup artist. I could have been the makeup artist walking around with a powder puff, puffing, fluffing and stuff.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I can't. But, yes, I definitely enjoy. I was like, okay, I was all for it. Love is love, okay? So I'm all for it, okay?
Yeah, man, it was our first experience. It was my first experience ever seeing something like that because I'm going to be honest, like, stuff for stuff, you know. I'm like, man, no, man, I don't do nothing. You know, ain't nothing like that. As soon as she brought it up to me, I was like, okay, we can do it. But when I actually shot it and watched it, it was an experience. I'm telling y'all, I'm in there, like, you know, like, moving the camera away from my eye, like, wow, is this really what pop? You know what I'm saying? But it was
wow.
But it.
So, Cher, how was that experience? Share with us. Please share with us. How was the experience? That's what I want to hear. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, yes. You know, no, I'm with you. Go ahead.
Which experience?
That experience where you had to take the camera away from your eyes and stuff. Like, what was that experience like?
I didn't have to take the cameras from my eyes.
Yeah, she wasn't there. She wasn't there at that.
I wasn't there. Afterwards.
No. I was talking about JT.
Oh,
Jennifer.
I thought you were Cher.
No,
oh,
I was saying share with us. Share with us.
Oh, okay. When you think about four studs, you think about niggas, you know, and you might think about them pumping each other or somebody harder or them fighting in the bed. You know, over aggression, and who's gonna be the more aggressive? That's what I thought. But it's the total opposite. It's like four femmes in the bed. Everybody's kissing and caressing each other and stuff like that. And that's what women do. You know, it looked like four feminine women. I mean, all naked. You don't have no clothes on in the bed. So it was just like four women. And it was just like, oh, wow. With nice bodies. So, you know, it's just women.
You didn't answer my question.
What you mean? What was the
Queen.
Question?
Yeah.
Queen.
Yeah.
What you want me to say? Be explicit.
My question was, how did it make you feel?
Oh wow.
Queen,
now,
let me
I didn't get wet or anything.
No,
it was just like, wow. It was just like, wow. You know, I sweated, but I wasn't dripping. Like, man, let me do my thing.
I can't.
All right, we have one more cast member that we have to bring on. Give me 1 second here. 214-598, you're live on Hated and Love It Radio.
What's up? Hey, hey.
What's going on?
Hey.
I don't even know who y'all talking to. Hey, y'all sound so boring.
Oh.
I was about to say something. Okay.
He did say one more cast member. Oh, y'all slow. This Erica.
Yeah,
that's
Leslie.
Oh, Leslie.
What up?
Well, I knew it was you. Like, it's Erica. She made it seem like you do it personally. I'm like, okay, he's Erica.
Now, you said I got one more cast member I'm bringing on.
Oh, well, hello, Leslie. How are you?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Girl,
But I was like, ooh, y'all got quiet like y'all about to cut the nigga out. Y'all got
hey.
Y'all about to cut me out of shit, dang. I'm sorry,
no,
I could be a little bit of a firecracker.
We weren't going to do that to you.
No, not at all. That's why I said
we weren't
going to
do that to you.
I did good this time. I behaved, okay? I didn't react
okay.
Like I normally do. Okay.
Okay. So go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody. We already did introductions and everything, but if you can introduce yourself and your character.
I'm sorry. This is Erica Johnson, better known as Leslie. I'm Gabriel Hood Dallas, and I play the one that's going through all the turmoil and the sex slaves and the contracts. And you know, I'm getting my revenge. Slowly but surely towards the end of the season and everything, but y'all, I thought about something else. It's okay.
You beat a bitch ass.
You did good.
She beat a bitch ass and continued with the meeting.
And I was so mad. Her name was Brittany. I said, why, bitch? Why? I'm like, why?
She got her ass whooped. Right, we got a caller. 972-900. You're live on Hate It or Love It Radio.
Hey, what's up with it? What's up with it? It's Juice. Yeah, Juice. Jen and Juice, the director, and a multiple characters on Neighborhood Dallas. You sound good.
He said he got multiple jobs.
Right. Yeah, I get in where I fit in everywhere.
I know that's right.
What's up, dude?
Hey. What up, y'all?
What's happening?
What up, bro?
Hey,
dude. I didn't know for the longest time which one. So I've been listening,
okay,
but I didn't know I had to push one. Okay.
Oh, no, you good? So tell us what characters you play. Where have we seen you? Where was you featured?
All right, well, I was the delivery man. I'm known for the young sirs and the handsome lady lines.
Ooh,
and
the
punches
the
and the edible arrangements, and you know what I'm saying? All that. And, you know, that Jennifer allowed me a little leeway to just do me, and so I don't have no choice but to do me when I get on the camera. But I love being behind the camera and working with all these cast members are very interesting, and I heard y'all talking about that sex scene we're in the bed. Jennifer had to leave out the room. I had to film it.
See, tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil, Juice.
I was trying to say that for long. Jennifer had to walk out, and she was sweating.
I said I was sweating.
You were sweating.
See, that's why I should have been there with the pout puff cussing.
I mean it was like she said, it was interesting because you would think these things is gonna be real awkward, man. That stuff, like, it was just that was different. I felt like I worked for Pornhub or something like that. I'm like, wow.
I can't.
Oh,
wait a minute, so that's
I think
that's
I was
oh, okay.
I'm petty. I couldn't have been the camera. I'll be like, wait a minute, cut. Start again from this angle, please. I need you right here. Thank
you.
It was no cut at all. Matter of fact, they
I would have been like, damn, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't
down.
Get none of that. Could you do that again, please? Thank you.
Okay. But like, listen, wow. I need to see your. We need to do it again because your face wasn't angled right. I need you to be in this angle. Do you understand? Okay. Okay.
Man, I was all on top of the bed with them. They didn't even know I was there. Like, I'm on the top of the bed. Jennifer standing in the bed.
You were just living your best life, huh?
Huh?
It'd be like that, for real.
Okay.
It'd be like that. I'm trying to tell you. I would have been like, well, there you go.
No.
And so we were getting into some questions as we were answering calls just now. The question I was asking was just like, how do you all relate to your characters, and like, how do you prepare for your character? So anybody who didn't answer that question, if you could go ahead and answer that, we'll go to the next question.
Well, for Cody, I'll say, Cody, I'm very similar to Cody. Doesn't really take me long. I just get familiar with the lines and stuff like that, and I just, you know, put that confidence on and just, you know, my little cockiness and just play the part. I think we're very similar. She's a little more outgoing than I normally am, but it's fun to play that role.
It's fine. There's nothing wrong being easy breezy with it, okay?
What'd you say?
I said that's fine. There's nothing wrong being easy breezy with your part, okay?
Okay.
You hear us, Kobe?
Huh?
I guess
what'd
not.
What'd you say?
It's okay. Toby.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I said it's all right being easy breezy about your part and stuff, you know. So I'm mean, just, you know, you do your thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy.
Amen. Amen.
Erica, you didn't answer that question because you answered that question.
Well,
first,
this is
please.
Opposite Chris.
I was
supposed
to get in.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Opposite Chris.
As far as my character is concerned, I kind of relate to my character in a lot of different areas except for the sex slave part, because I've never been a sex slave for anybody. I mean, not against my will. But, I am a really free individual. Like, I do what I want, whenever I want. With the whole character, I mean, everybody that really watches it, they just tell me that I've never seen anybody that acts the same way on camera as they do in person. I mean, it's like, I think Jennifer kind of wrote it particularly with me in mind. I'm not sure you can ask her that. But
I've
known Jennifer for years. So I think she kind of wrote it kind of like, you know, with the aspect of me doing it, because that's typically, I mean, it's really how I am, despite the success. And I'm not just like sleep with anybody type of thing, you know, like that. But I am free. And I don't have, like, but I do have boundaries. But I do enjoy life. I'm going to say that. Enjoy life. It's okay. There's no sex bashing on here. You're fine. Okay.
That's what's up. Who else was trying to answer the question?
All right, this is Officer Chris. The Queen of Right. Being Officer Chris, you know, growing up as a kid, I was a pretty bad kid. You know, I'm just going to be real with y'all. My ass was bad than a motherfucker. I'm just saying, you know, from getting in trouble in school, driving, sneaking in your mama's car, granddaddy's car, you know, I did it all. You know what I'm saying? And as the older I got, you know, I just kind of changed my way. So when I'm in character, I just use those real key points when I experience it and just execute that into character in a kind of dirty, unprofessionally manner way. You know what I mean? I've witnessed it as well. You know, being from the South, you know,
how we are. We just is.
I know that's right. I think, yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah. But then again, a lesbian too, so, you know, there's not, I mean, we have a lot, but, you know, we don't have encounter with them, but we just turn into an ugly way, you know. It keeps, seems like the ugly actions keep everybody in tune at times.
I can definitely see that, definitely. For real, for real.
Right.
So as far as, like, the show is concerned, did y'all see the show being this big to where, like, especially being on this platform, like on a radio show, people calling in and they're like, this is my favorite character, or I remember this part, or this part stuck out to me. Did y'all see it being like that, or, like, where did you think it was going to go?
That's a good question. If I can say something, I was there when Jennifer first wrote the script, and this was years ago, you know, and we had to make the decision that we was going to take on this project. We were just blind. It was supposed to be practice. You know what I'm saying? We were just trying out something. We still consider it practice, but I really don't know if I expect us to be great, period. I expect everybody on set or anything to be great. But I didn't expect the response to be so in-depth. Like, you can get a lifelong fan right now, and they always know you by your character name. But these people are for real. They are appreciative that we have put out the stories and made the gayborhood the neighborhood. Like, everybody can relate, you know. So
it's
awesome to see this now, being that we started this practice a long time ago, and now we're starting to see, you know, things come that we didn't see. We were just blind.
That's what's up. Because I know, like you said, sometimes people become, like, super fans. And, like, if something happens to their favorite character, they be ready to go ahead and guff up with you and ready to fight.
Yeah.
Right.
I got people that know me that be talking about, you need to tell JT she need to keep her mouth to herself. And all of us is like, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to knock this person out. Or then, you know, even when they like Taylor, you know what I'm saying? They just love her. And she really threw my damn computer. I want to put that out there. So that at the beginning of the season, that heifer threw my computer. Did y'all see that?
I love her.
That's a real computer, and it still works, so.
Oh, wow.
Well, oh, I still use
it.
Yeah.
As much as it costs, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's dope, though, the experience is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. All right, we got a caller, 864-747. You're live on Hated 11 Radio.
Hi. Hello.
What's up?
Hey.
So I have a question for JT.
Wait a minute, Shiva, I'm about to bring her back in. Her line had dropped, but she can hear you.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
Okay, so I was just wondering if, with the upcoming episodes, can we expect to see more Kobe and Jody?
Oh man,
you
for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Thank you so much for calling in, first of all, love. But, yeah, we're definitely going to see more Kobe and Jody, because that's what y'all love, right? And I got to give y'all what y'all love. But let's just pray we don't have haters on our next when we drop, because I got a surprise for y'all for Kobe and Jody, but we might have some haters that might, drop. So, but I might put the last episode on multiple platforms so you guys can see. But you are definitely in for a surprise on 12 with them too, for sure. It's one of my favorite scenes with them too. I promise.
All right. Okay.
All right. Now, thank you. We're going to go ahead and put you back in queue. We appreciate you for listening. All right. So,
So, Jennifer, back to the question that I was asking about the initial vision of the show. Like, did you see it getting this big? Did you see, like, everything being the way that it is right now?
Okay, so honestly speaking, when I wrote the script, I knew with the market, it would be one of the hottest in, like, this, like, LGBTQ web series market on YouTube. Now, the response that I'm receiving, I didn't know it was going to be this big. I just knew people was going to like it. But I didn't know that you got people from South Africa hitting you up and, you know, singing and saying the lines that you wrote. You know, I'm like, whoa, you know, it's pretty big. And the fact that, like, we got different people watching us. We got producers from big networks following us. And people don't even know this. And so they're watching, and that's where I'm kind of like, okay, whoa, dang, this is what's supposed to be my practice. This was for me to just, you know, stop corporate and get into what I really love to do, and the response is crazy. So I wasn't expecting it to be this big. I wasn't expecting that response.
See, I have people that, like, come up to you and, like, and, like, be super fans and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. All the time.
Let me tell y'all something about Queen. Well, and I let her explain it one time, y'all. You know, they have a toast party sometimes. Gabriel knows parties. And so it's late, you know, everybody, like, kind of tipsy. And so I'm walking, and Queen, you know, Queen from the hood. So you just can't approach her any type of way. So the girl approaches, and she like, say, I know you. She hear me, and Queen look like, whoa, you know, like, who are you? So, yo, it's hilarious, y'all. And I didn't say nothing. I just kept walking like I ain't see. I was laughing, but I just
I can't.
You know, I just can't just roll up on her like that. I don't know you like
you
that.
Know
don't
you
know
you can't.
Roll up.
You can't come up
and
say I know you.
You know,
right.
Queen,
that was a good one.
I don't see her rolling up giving me a two-piece and a pepper. Mm-mm.
Yeah, Officer Chris. Yeah. They love Officer Chris, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
it. Hey,
it's
really an experience, guys. Guys, let me just go ahead and share the feedback on that as well. I mean, I've been approached in very obvious spots. I mean, in the smallest place.